because I kind of look at it as harnessing the power of other people with chronic illnesses and kind of coming together to be like, hey, I have EDS. Here's some things that are helping me. What's helping you?
Welcome back to the Chronically Positive Podcast. If you're new here, this podcast isn't about forcing positivity or pretending that having a chronic illness is easy. We all know it's not that simple. Instead, we are here to share stories of resilience, creativity, and finding meaning in the challenges we face. Whether you're newly diagnosed or have been managing a chronic condition for years, this is a space where you'll feel seen, inspired, and reminded that your journey matters. Today, I'm so excited to introduce you to Emily, the head of marketing at Guava, an app that empowers people to take charge of their health and chronic illness management. Not only is Emily a brilliant marketing professional, but she's also one of us, a fellow chronic illness warrior and spoonie. We'll be talking about her role at Guava, how the app is changing the game for chronic illness management, and her journey of navigating life with a chronic condition. Without further ado, Emily. Thank you for coming on the show.
Of course. There's no joy I'd rather do.
So we know that you're head of marketing at Guava. But yes. Before Guava, were you dealing with chronic illness before Guava, or is this something that you were diagnosed after being hired with Guava?
That's a great question.
What's the journey?
Let's talk journey. All right. So I have been dealing with chronic illnesses, I'd say, my whole life. I had the worst joint pain growing up, and all of my doctors said that it was growing pains. Of course, I mean, you know, an 8-year-old with joint pain, they're probably going to assume growing pains. And I kept going back to the doctor, and they kept saying growing pains. At one point, I was diagnosed with juvenile arthritis with no positive lab work for it. So that was crazy. But the medicine they gave me for that tasted really good. So I kind of wasn't mad about it at the time. But
you're funny.
I
sure didn't work.
It didn't. Funny enough, it didn't work. So I had to stop that, unfortunately. And I just kept getting MRI after MRI, and nothing was showing up. And in high school, I finally went to a doctor. I went to boarding school. So I was away from my home, away from my parents, my doctors. And I was running at field hockey practice one day, and I just thought to myself, I can't take this anymore. Like, my knees were in such horrendous pain that I was close to tears every day. Mm-hmm. And I went to the athletic trainers, and they were like, this is beyond what we can handle. Please go to student health. So I went there, and they drove me to a nearby specialist one day who noticed that my kneecaps were not tracking properly. He found that that was the source of my joint pain in my knees. And I was like, amazing. I have somewhat of a diagnosis. This feels great. And I moved on. I did physical therapy and, you know, moved on from that. And then I started getting just like crazy joint pain elsewhere that just wasn't my knees. And I was like, okay, this is weird. But I kind of, you know, no one knew what it was. So I just, you know, learned to deal with it through college. And, you know, I saw so many rheumatologists for it. They always thought it was arthritis. I cannot count the number of arthritis blood tests that I've had in my life.
My gosh.
Just so many. And in college, I actually got really sick in the Caribbean one time. And it just amplified my joint pain to an unbearable degree, to the point where I had to go to the hospital. And the joint pain and the fevers I got from that illness, I think it was a mystery mosquito-borne illness, because I was so sick. The joint pain and the fevers just never went away. They stuck with me for the rest of college, and I got that my sophomore year of college. And through college, I was seeing specialists about this. I went to, you know, all of these infectious disease specialists. I was driving all over New England. I'm from Boston, and I was going to school in Vermont at the time. So I was driving between Vermont and Boston, seeing these doctors, and no one could figure out why I was in so much pain, or why I had fevers all the time. And I also, like, anytime I got a cold, like, I'd have to go to the ER because I was in so much pain, and I would be sent to the ER by a doctor. You know, at student health, they'd be like, you're not okay. This is, like, wow, really concerning. And I actually didn't realize the extent of it until I was looking through my Guava records the other day, seeing all my student health notes and just seeing what they said. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So we were like, seems weirdly not distressed. However, clearly is not okay. And so, like,
oh my God.
Every week, it's like, Emily came in again. She has a fever, just like last week. So I gave up trying to figure out what was wrong. I graduated college. I went into the workforce. I used to work in politics. So I, you know, was on campaigns, and COVID hit. So I was, you know, doing everything on Zoom, and I thought I was feeling better. Mm-hmm. And then when COVID started to dissipate more, I started doing more and realized that I was actually still really sick. And I started getting the worst pain ever, in my hands, and I couldn't type. So I had to quit my job, because it was too painful to type, and I also couldn't move my hands. It just would, like, leave my hands stuck. So I quit my job to figure out what was wrong with me. I started at my PCP. She diagnosed me with fibromyalgia, and I just was like, no, that's feels like a catch-all. I don't think this is fibromyalgia. Something feels wrong about this. It just wasn't sitting well with me. Mm-hmm. So I went to a couple other specialists. No one could figure anything out. And eventually I went to an internal medicine doctor who connected all the pieces, tested me for a bunch of stuff, found out I had three different tick-borne illnesses that were all positive in my blood tests. And she also diagnosed me with Ehlers-Danlos based on notes from my rheumatologist, who had written it in my notes, but I never saw. So she diagnosed me with that. She worked with my allergist to diagnose me with MCAS. And then she was like, and you probably have POTS. So here we are. I was out of the workforce. Wow. Had all of these diagnoses. And a friend of mine was working on an app based in health. And she reached out to me being like, hey, you seem like someone with a lot of doctors. Could I ask you some questions about, you know, your experience navigating the healthcare system? I said, sure. And that person was Isabel, who was our head of product at Guava. And she was asking me so many questions. And eventually it became like, really, I was almost working with her. And I wouldn't let her, like, anytime she was talking about social media, my background's in marketing, she would send me these canvas that she was making. And I was like, Isabel, let me redo this for you. So eventually we were like, wait, it makes sense to just that for me to just work for Guava and get paid.
Right.
So here we are. I moved across the country, and Isabel and I are now at Guava together. We went to high school and college together, and now we're working together. So that's my little story.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So this whole podcast is about turning, you know, chronically positive. So find the positive and all that shit. Mm-hmm.
Love.
And that's exactly what you did. And now you're working for, honestly, my favorite app on the market for chronic illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us what Guava is?
Of course. Wow. I have been so excited to say what Guava is. So Guava is an app designed to help people manage their chronic illnesses. So we have worked with the chronic illness community to build out a whole set of features designed to make managing chronic illnesses a lot smoother and also a lot more empowering and disheartening. So, you know, we have symptom tracking. You can track all of your symptoms. We have correlations, so you can see what factors are affecting your symptoms and your health. And we have visit prep so you can prepare for your appointments and show up at your appointments with the data in front of you. And you can show your doctors, hey, like, this is my actual health data. So you have to kind of believe me on this one. And a list of questions that you want to ask your doctors so you don't forget. I always forget questions in my appointment. So that's actually been one of the biggest game changers for me with Guava. And then there's just so many other things. It aggregates all of your records by connecting to different patient portals. And you can search your records, which is really helpful. It connects to all of your, you know, wearable fitness devices, whatever that may be. And it just really aggregates all of your health data and allows you to track it and to really own your health data, which is really hard to do in this day and age.
And I remember the last time we talked that you were the reason that Guava kind of took a chronic illness angle.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
So it was something that Isabel had been thinking about as she was talking to people. She was like, well, this seems like an untapped population of people who just don't have resources and don't have people focusing on helping them enough. Just, you know, a lot through our conversations, I used to call her after every doctor's appointment I went to and just kind of talk through my frustrations, both emotional and also just like logistical, you know, with health records and telling them about my symptoms. And we'd kind of come up with features based on that for Guava. And Guava initially wasn't set out to focus on chronic illnesses. Our founders, you know, wanted to create Guava to improve and empower people with their health. But just through these conversations, Isabel and I were like, we need to really focus on this community that is so underserved. So when I joined the team, it became a lot bigger of a focus for Guava, and especially, you know, working on the features that we did. Once we got to a point where we felt we could help people with chronic illnesses, we really went in on that. And we were like, how can we, you know, reach these people? How can we get feedback from these people to make sure that our app is as good as it can be for them? And yeah, the rest is kind of history.
It's so great because Guava has kind of created a community almost in the app itself. I feel like Guava is almost like a safe space for people with chronic illnesses, especially since you guys have released the Insights Hub. Every night I like go on that and see if anyone's like on my radar.
I love that because I'm doing the same.
It makes me feel a little less crazy in some aspects. And it's wild to see how many people share similar experience and symptoms and also very specific things too, like insights as well, that are just like, wow, I am not the only person on this earth that is experiencing that. So it's really, it makes you feel seen and less crazy. And it's something that I never thought that I could find in an app or even think of wanting to find, you know, in an app. And you guys just keep coming out with like really cool features that wouldn't even know that I would want, and I do want them. And then I'm obsessed with them and I go through them for hours. So thank you for being so smart and creative and coming up with all these awesome ideas, because it is so helpful.
Isabel's going to enjoy when she hears this. I am so happy that you have liked scrolling through Insights Hub, because that is something that we have been thinking about as a team for over a year. I think Isabel brought it up well over a year ago, and she was like, my dream is to have something like this on our app one day. And I kind of was like, yeah, that sounds sick, but like, that sounds kind of like a pipe dream. Like, that's not going to happen. Yeah. But here we are, and it's fully created, and people are using it. And for those who don't know, Guava, you get correlations on Guava if you track your symptoms, your lifestyle, your sleep, all of that. Guava can make correlations between your health and all of these different factors. And originally, you know, you'd see these correlations, scroll through them, and, you know, use them for your own lifestyle changes and whatever else. And now you can share them to a public insights hub. And that is really incredible because I kind of look at it as harnessing the power of other people with chronic illnesses and kind of coming together to be like, hey, I have EDS. Here's some things that are helping me. What's helping you guys? But you can do it all anonymously, which is really cool. So you're not sharing ultra personal health information and attaching your name to it, and you can control what you share, et cetera, et cetera. But I have had a lot of experiences where, you know, you can sort by different illness groups and, oh, hello, microphone. And you can, just me talking with my hands too much. And you can choose, you know, EDS, POTS. You can even look at just cycle stuff. So you can see what's helping people's period cramps, which I find to be some of the most helpful insights because,
oh my gosh, yes.
Period cramps are some of the most debilitating symptoms that I have as someone with so many chronic illnesses. It is somehow my period that wrecks me. It is miserable. So I've been looking at every cycle insight that comes in, and the cycle insights are so specific. It'll be like day 23 through 27 of someone's cycle, like this made this better or worse. And it is so cool. I am just loving scrolling through everyone's insights, and I feel like we're crowdsourcing treatments and ideas.
We really are. And so I went to the doctor this week. And I have, which I've talked about in some of my Guava videos, this nagging itch in my ear and throat.
Yes, your ear itch.
Yes, the mysterious ear itch. Mm-hmm. And I went to the ENT a month ago. They found a long dog hair in it. They took it out and we're like, okay, problem solved. But no, so I found out through Guava, every time I'm on my period and like the week before I'm on my period, the itch appears.
That's insane. Yes.
And I haven't gone to the part to figure out how to get rid of the itch, but like, and then people were like, when like estrogen like goes down, like histamines go up or something like that. Mm. And so like I never would have figured that out if I wasn't tracking in Guava.
Oh my god.
Because also I'm on my period all the time, literally. So it wouldn't have jumped out at me on my own, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
So I know. Now I got to figure out how to stop it. But
that's the harder part. But
yes, but now I know it's not like super as random as I thought that it was. I feel like the app kind of takes a load off of like people who are trying to like track and just find correlations. When I was first diagnosed, I literally had a pad of paper and was writing down every like vital symptom, and it just like made no sense. Like it was just a bunch of crap on a piece of paper, and it was so overwhelming. And I would bring it to my doctors and they'd be like, what am I looking at? I'm like, me, you're looking at me.
Really important information. I swear. It's really,
it just didn't make any sense.
And you know that you end up having really disjointed information. I have the same thing but on Excel spreadsheets. I think I started like 6 Excel spreadsheets trying to track my symptoms, and I'd forget about it, start another one. I'd forget to even show the doctors half the time because it was so incomplete. And another thing that I tried doing when I was first diagnosed is I had to take like 12 medications for my initial treatment, and I had them scheduled with sticky notes on my wall in my bedroom because I couldn't quite arrange, like, you know, there were some you had to take 2 hours before a meal, some you couldn't take with the others, you know, it's a whole thing. And Isabel saw that on my wall and she was like, this won't do. And so that's why we have medication scheduling and medication management and reminders, because it just like managing all of that stuff with using analog technology, which is just a pen and paper, is not easy. And it's
it doesn't really work
with. Yeah, it doesn't.
No, because so I, before Guava tags, literally every single night, did I take my heart medication? If I didn't, I'm screwed. And if I double dose, I'm literally dead. And it's like every night this constant angst that was literally driving me insane. But the tags just make it so easy. Because so it's easy. Like I'm not, I always have my phone in my hand and I'm not gonna not tap it, you know? I remember also when I was first diagnosed with MCAS, my doctor was like, track what you eat and how it makes you feel. And I had like, I'm like, I was so overwhelmed. But with guava, everything is in one place because you can do the food, the medicine, the symptoms, the doctor, like it's all there. And I can't tell you how much time I've saved because of having guava.
That is amazing. That is what we, you know, set out to do. I love to hear that. And you know, tags have probably been one of our, you know, biggest game changers for that, because for those of you who don't know, guava tags, they're little stickers, they're NFC powered. You can stick them on things, you can put little label stickers on them, and you just tap the tag, and depending on how you've set it up, which takes 5 seconds to set up, it will log your medication for you. It will log that you drink water. It will do all of these things that, you know, it just expedites that process. So you don't have to, you know, go press all of these buttons. Not that it's the hardest thing to do without the NFC tag. It just is easier to remember. So that has been such a game changer because we wanted to make it as easy as possible, you know, because the more data, the better. So if it's easier to get data into the app, then, you know, you get more accurate correlations and health data. I don't know how the engineers do it.
That is really impressive. Right. They work. Like, they don't not work.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, ah, this is a piece of paper. It's not going to.
Yeah. It's like
but a nope. millimeter thing. It connects to your phone.
Yeah. Blew my mind. I wish I had one with me, but I don't have my water bottle on me at the moment. That's really cool. I should have brought some up.
They're on all my pill cases.
Yeah, they're on my pill cases as well. They're on my coffee maker. Well, not I don't drink coffee, but I make my chai next to the coffee maker. So I log my chai on the coffee maker. That's my roommate's. And it's really nice. And I just got a correlation that my period cramps get better when I drink caffeine, which goes against every piece of information I've read on the internet about period cramps.
That's so funny because my mom always says drink caffeine. Well, before I knew I had POTS. I don't drink caffeine now that I know that I have POTS. But she was like, have a coffee, have a Coke, and it would help.
No way. Because okay, so I'm not crazy.
No. Well, according to my mother, it's a thing.
Okay, I have been waiting. So I have been waiting.
She's not a doctor. She's a lawyer.
Hey, still critical thinking skills there. That's good. I've been waiting for something to pop up on my Guava app, on the Insights Hub, someone else with a caffeine correlation with period cramps, and it has yet to pop up. I know it will one day, and it will just be so nice when that happens because it'll verify that I'm not crazy for experiencing that, which, by the way, no one is ever crazy for experiencing symptoms or anything, but sometimes you might feel like it, and that is me. I'm just so excited to see that. And every article I read online is like, avoid caffeine on your period. It'll make your cramps worse. So just go, no, don't, not everything might apply to you online, everyone.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever before POTS, when I always said, if you have a headache, drink caffeine. If you have period cramps, drink caffeine. And brilliant. My mom has dysautonomia too.
Oh, no way.
So her heart rate goes low. She gets bradycardic. So like caffeine, she's like, when her blood pressure's low, caffeine. When her heart rate's low, like her caffeine is like her cure that's for everything.
So interesting. Because that's, if you have, you know, POTS, that's just goes against everything.
Yeah. But she has like backwards POTS. She has like bots, BOs. Oh, no, not bots. She has POBS, postural orthostatic brachycardia.
Normalized syndrome. Other forms of dysautonomia, POBS.
POBS.
That's really funny. And it also is so interesting that she also has dysautonomia, but the opposite kind of dysautonomia. That is fascinating. But in my family, I'm the only one with health issues of any sort. So I'm like, guys, can someone else?
Really?
I don't want any of my family members to be sick or unhealthy, but I'm like, kind of be nice if someone else in this family understood this feeling right
Right.
now. But I'm
That's
happy they
so
don't.
interesting because, like, my mom will be like, she noticed stuff that her mom dealt with and her mom's mom dealt with, but they were just powerhouses and sucked it up and didn't say anything about it. So our
Classic.
stuff isn't out of the blue, I guess. That's so interesting.
With my Ehlers-Danlos, I think that my grandmother had it. Speaking to a few doctors, she passed away pretty young. And back then they were not handing out Ehlers-Danlos diagnoses. But she was really tall. She was 6'2", and she, my dad remembers her having like really hypermobile joints. That's something he remembers. And everyone around her remembered that. So talking to my doctors, they were asking questions about her and how tall she was and, about her. And I was like, this is crazy because that woman probably was not believed for a lot of things. My dad said she had joint pain and stuff, and it just makes me so sad. And I'm like, wow, I wish you could have gotten, the satisfaction of having a diagnosis and, knowing that the pain you were experiencing was valid and real. So I'm getting diagnosed for her.
No, it's so interesting too, because, like, whenever people ask, like, do people in your family have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome? And mom's like, not that we know of, but there have been many people who have passed away in my family from sudden aneurysms that
No way.
just,
Oh my
yeah.
goodness.
And not that that means that they have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, but they were tall, lanky people, hypermobile, and died young. So who knows?
That's crazy. That's honestly, even my brother, he's always dislocating his shoulder like it's not a big deal. Like he'll be like, oh, sorry, my shoulder just dislocated. And everyone will be like, oh. He'll be like, oh, it's fine. It happens all the time. It doesn't even hurt.
Yeah, well, like, there's people who go their entire lives with not even knowing that they have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Because it just, the hypermobile, it just doesn't affect them in a way that if, like, everyone progresses differently. Like, I know people with hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and they can't walk. We have the same exact illness, but we just progress differently, and
Absolutely.
manifest differently.
I know. I always feel so bad because I think that I have my illnesses, pretty easy. I think, my Ehlers-Danlos is well managed. My POTS has always been really mild. My MCAS, I don't know about that one. That one's not ideal. That one's just like I can't eat any food, which sucks. But day to day, it means that I don't have a ton of symptoms. Other than, the classic fatigue and light joint pain here and there with the joints. But I just see these other people, in our guava community, and I am like, wow, that they have it so much worse, but not to invalidate what I experience. It's just really enlightening to see the different, spectrum. Like everyone is somewhere on the spectrum, when you're diagnosed with these things. So it's been really interesting hearing other people's experiences because if I hadn't joined Guava and, gotten the chance to connect with people like you and others, I would have just thought that these, MCAS, Ehlers-Danlos, and POTS are just what I experience. Like hearing people struggle with them, I wouldn't have really had the context for that and wrapping my head around that because I just wouldn't have heard these people's stories. So thank God. Thank God I can, be a part of this community and, work and
Seriously,
support everyone.
my story is like similar to you in college, is like when things got really bad for me. I got an Apple Watch, not related to my heart rate or anything. It was like a gift, a Christmas gift or whatever. I remembered that it had like a heart rate feature, and I was sitting in lecture hall and I was like, my heart feels really fast right now. And I go and I look at it, and it said 209.
No. You're kidding. And you were sitting down?
and I was fully like aware, like conscious.
God.
And I was, and I honestly, like, I didn't know much about what a normal heart rate is either. So I wasn't, like, if I saw that now, I probably would have passed out just by, like, freaked out, because that would have just freaked me out. I didn't know that was, like, super high, you know? Like,
yeah, you have the context.
Which is crazy, because, like, which is crazy, because I feel like anyone should know that that's really high. But I was like,
okay,
it's probably high, because I know that, like, 60 is, like, the lowest, like, resting heart rate, so I'm like,
my goodness,
triple that. But and so I like called my mom. I called my mom and I told her, and she was like, "That is not normal." And I went to the cardiologist, and he said that I was fine.
No, classic. That is classic.
He was like, "This was like before POTS was even like I hadn't even heard of POTS, and it really wasn't." Talked about, which is like crazy, because it's like I'm not that old. This was like 8 years ago.
It's really been just a recent diagnosis.
No, a lot of, because of COVID. So it, yeah. I feel like if I had gone to that doctor last year, it may have been a different situation. Anyways,
yeah,
he like took my blood pressure laying down, standing up. I did like a stress test, and he's like, well, "This is like borderline POTS." But mainly just get your stress levels down. And I was like, so it's okay that I'm walking around with a 200 heart rate? And he was like, yeah, you're young. Like, your body can handle it.
I am floored right now.
But I didn't know anything. So I just trusted him and was like, okay, I'm fine. Back to life.
Oh my
and
God.
And I only fainted, like, there was one morning that my freshman year where I got out of bed and immediately passed out, and my roommate called 911 and they came, and I was like, no, like, I'm good, like, this happens. And then they made me like sign this thing that like if I die it's not their fault, and then I didn't go with this. Anyways, I passed out a lot in college, but I was able to like function though, like when I wasn't passing out I was fine. Well, there's this whole thing that like POTS is trending. And it's like people think it's trendy to have POTS because they see a bunch of people on the internet talking about how they have POTS. But the reason that people are seeing people talk about POTS more on the internet is because people are getting long COVID and it's causing POTS.
It's because then, people are getting POTS. That's why.
Yeah. Or because it's more known, people now realize that they've had POTS all along because anyways.
A self-diagnosis based in fact is absolutely valid. Like, if you have all of the symptoms, you sometimes don't need a diagnosis. It helps. But if you're experiencing these very real physical symptoms, that's valid enough to me. You are experiencing enough to, you know, share your experience and identify with people with that, you know, condition.
Especially like, and like back to, and like back to guava. If you're listening to this podcast and you are struggling to get diagnosed, try different things that are like compression socks one day. Mm-hmm. Do I feel better? Put it in guava, you know?
Yeah.
Like those like are things that you don't need a doctor to prescribe you to do. Like you can do that on your own, and you can track how that makes you feel on your own. Have a little extra salt and some extra fluid, you know? You can always trial and error in a safe way. If you're like, because also like it takes for, like, I couldn't see a POTS specialist for a year and a half.
Oh my God. Yeah, I feel like there really aren't many.
Yeah.
Just, you know, doing my own research.
And that's why people go to the internet, because it's so hard to get care.
Yeah, and it's a lot more accessible, like financially and just logistically a lot more accessible. I mean, something that I think about often as far as accessibility to doctors goes is the only reason I, you know, ever got diagnosed with all of this is because I had to see a doctor that didn't take insurance, because her intakes were too long for insurance to cover them. It was a 3-hour intake that I had with her. And
Well,
she still, you know, went to a medical school as an MD, and just insurance is like, no, sorry, we're not going to cover you, which I get. It's not how insurance works. It's not how the, you know, modern medical system works. And I had to pay so much money to see that, to see her, and to get all of these tests done. And that always rubbed me the wrong way that I could only get diagnosed because I could afford it. I
yeah.
really, really, it breaks my heart that so many people are living in confusion and fear because they're so sick and they can't find a diagnosis. They can't afford to get a diagnosis. And that's something that's part of the reason why I'm so passionate about guava, because I think that it makes it a lot easier to get a valid diagnosis from doctors because it just makes doctors take you more seriously, I found. So shout out guava for that.
No,
Crazy.
seriously. And like, if I wasn't blessed with, you know, having parents and like being on my parents' insurance, I would not be literally sitting up straight. Like, as if I didn't, you know, like I was literally bedbound. And
Oh,
there are
yeah.
people who are still bedbound because they can't access the proper care, but they don't have to be bedbound. They
No.
probably could end up like me.
Yeah. I know.
But
I think about that all the time, and it makes me really sad.
you know, I
But
see people really struggling on the internet and I'm like,
yeah.
oh, I feel
Yeah.
like if I just had a consult with them that I'm not
I
a
know,
doctor,
but
but
I'm like, sometimes I wish that there was a job where you're not giving medical advice, but you're giving medical ideas.
yes.
Like an investigative medical detective, and it's like you're very knowledgeable. Like sometimes I'm like, I'm really knowledgeable. I diagnose my friends all the time and end up being right. I just have no medical degree and never even took bio in high school. So
Oh
me
my God.
becoming a doctor is very unrealistic, but I do want to diagnose people
I
because I
totally
just have a
feel it.
hunch about this stuff.
I know. No,
What
but
job
and
is that?
one of the most what is the word? Well, like one of the greatest things that I have experienced since starting my page is when people message me, "Hey, I tried this thing you suggested and now I'm able to go on walks." Or like, "I
That's
did
amazing.
this and I talked to my doctor about it and she thought it was a great idea and it's helped me so much." And like, that just
I love
fills
that.
my heart with so much joy and like
Yeah.
why I do this in the first place. And I feel like with guava, you guys probably have similar experiences, not like exactly the same,
Yeah.
but I don't know. I just feel like you take a really big load off of people's shoulders. Having a chronic illness, there are so many things swirling around in our minds, and
Oh
it kind
yeah.
of just like contains it and just makes it very easy to organize. And I'm a very not organized with like my clothes in my bedroom, but like I'm a very like organized person in my mind. And guava has been like really helpful in keeping
Oh
me
yeah.
from being very scattered.
I am scattered in every sense of the word. And guava is the only reason that medically I am not scattered. So I really get
Yeah,
that.
speaking of, I have an appointment tomorrow and I'm gonna go through
Ooh.
my guava. I met with like a hematologist, because, oh, back to guava. I also made a video
Okay.
about guava
Twist my arm.
that I found that a doctor diagnosed me with antiphospholipid syndrome. I made this video like it feels like almost a year ago, which is a clotting disorder. Because I was just going through guava, just looking at stuff when
No.
I first got guava, because I was like, what have doctors said about me that I didn't know? And things like that. So then I
Yeah.
found that one doctor had diagnosed me with antiphospholipid syndrome, never talked to me about it. Also, he died. So I couldn't ask him about it. Rest in peace. But
Oh my God. Sorry.
I just sent down this, like, I started to panic because I had just started birth control, and birth control puts you at risk for blood clots.
Oh my God.
And so I panicked.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, I'm going to have a pulmonary embolism and die. And she was like, let's just.
Would have had the same reaction.
It's okay. No, literally. But I didn't want to stop birth control cold turkey because I just started it. And I was finally starting to regulate. And I was like, all this hard work. I'm not going to. Yeah. So I got all this blood work done in March. And I never went to the hematologist to go over the information because I ended up just stopping the birth control. Not related to the blood clotting stuff, but the birth control just made me so sick in other ways.
Same.
But tomorrow I'm actually finally going over the blood work.
Ah, this is so exciting.
I know.
Did you get the blood in your guava? Do you see the lab results?
Yeah, I have them all, and it's really exciting to see what's abnormal before the doctor even sees it.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I also find it interesting when some doctors, like, things get flagged as abnormal, but they say that it is normal. I don't really know how that works in, like, doctor mind.
I feel uneasy every time.
Like, then why is it? Why do they flag it? I think they should lower or upper the range if it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyways. So there is one like factor something or whatever for like clotting, but it's the opposite of like clotting. It's like thinning. I don't know anything about blood, but it doesn't really matter because now I'm not on birth control, but I don't know. Wow. But my potassium is chronically low, so that needs to be discussed, which I found out through guava.
Shout out guava again.
I also found out through guava. No, literally, that when I also started birth control, my non-fasting glucose that's the reason I stopped birth control was because I was having chronic, like, episodes of hypoglycemia, low blood sugar. And I was tracking it in guava. Yeah, and so I have the graph that I showed my gynecologist. I was like, look, ever since I started the pill, I was on the pill for 9 months, my non-fasting like glucose is just dropping and dropping. It started at like 109 and then it went all the way down to like 70. And so I was like at a low baseline and like and I wore a CGM and was waking up with blood sugars of like 50 in the middle of the night. It was so low. And so that's why I went off the birth control. Again, I know it was so bad. And I wouldn't have known that if I didn't look at my guava like every time. I got blood tests like every month, and in my guava, it was showing me that my glucose was just dropping every single month. Yeah. So honestly, it might be, I feel like I'm like just like overhyping guava, but it's seriously.
I know.
Has helped me.
Whenever I talk about my experience, I'm like, guava is so integral to my chronic illness, you know, origin story. And it's a reason I'm sitting here talking with you, obviously. And I'm like, I don't want to make it sound like I'm selling guava. Like, I'm never anywhere or talking to anyone just as a guava ad. But sometimes it just naturally comes up so much. I'm like, this isn't sponsored. It is because I work there. So a little different. But I'm like, no, I swear. Like, I would be saying this regardless.
No, I totally mean, like, because whenever I make videos for guava, like, it is, like, the most genuine sponsored, like, it's just, like, it. Like, I don't even want it to be sponsored because everything I'm saying is 100% facts and feelings.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we're setting out to do, like, as, you know, a marketing strategy. I was like, I only want to work with people who I know genuinely use our app and genuinely, you know, get something out of it. So, you know, that's why we work with you, because we know you're a guava user and we love getting feedback from you and we love getting to, you know, hear from people in your community and all of these things that totally make it worth it. But we will not work with someone who does not use guava. That's not how I roll. Just because I don't, and if they don't like guava or they use it and don't like it, totally fine. Not everyone has to like it. I just don't want you to have to lie. So that's kind of
No,
been my
because you can tell.
strategy. You can always
No,
tell.
truly.
You can always. Yeah. But it is really nice to hear that all of our hard work, working with members in the community is paying off because people, are seeing that reflect in our features and on our
Yeah.
social media pages. And it's just like, I pinch myself every day. I'm like, I have the best job in the world. But yeah, so that's
That's
really
so
cool.
good.
Oh, the
You're
mountains are
making me
pink.
all pretty. Wow. It's like
Pink
8 p.m. here
color.
where I'm at, and you're still in the day.
Well,
I'm
I am,
jealous.
but I'm about to. This is the last moment of sunlight we get. I always try to watch it. I'm always like, gotta watch the mountains turn pink before I don't see this another however many hours. It is so beautiful.
It
In other news.
In other news, anyways, so we are at time. Before we go, is there anything you want to send us off with?
I'd like to send everyone off with a message related to the theme of this podcast, which is that, hold on, let me think. I'm forming the words in my
Yes,
brain
take
as
it.
we. Oh, but I think that if you are going through something that's really difficult, A, all of your feelings and what you are experiencing, they're all valid. It's so easy to gaslight yourself and feel invalidated, especially by our medical system. But I think there's also a lot of power with using your experience to make a difference, even if it's just in one person's life, making someone else feel hurt because they're going through something similar, or even something as simple as sharing an insight. This is a I swear it's not sponsored. Sharing an insight onto Insights Hub about something that's helping you with your symptoms, because that, if someone else sees that and says, oh, if I try to get more deep sleep, this could make my brain fog better, that's improving their life. And so there is so much positive that can come out of your negative. And I think I was meant to go through this chronic illness journey to help others and to work with Guava to reach people who need support and need to feel heard. And there's so much value in using your story to empower others. So if you're listening and you're feeling like you're at rock bottom with your health or with anything else, there's so much good in front of you and ahead of you. And you can't have good without the bad. But also, that is not to invalidate what you're going through. I'm sure it's really hard. So, but our DMs on Guava are always open if anyone needs to talk. We are DMing all the time on Instagram, all day, all night. I am just DMing people because that's why I do what I do. I want to be talking with everyone that we're creating Guava for. So, thanks for listening.
That was beautifully said. Well,
Thank you.
thank you so much, Emily. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
That's it for today's episode of the Chronically Positive Podcast. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Emily and learned more about how Guava is empowering the chronic illness community. Before we wrap up, I wanted to share an exclusive discount for my listeners. You can use my code CHRONICFORYOUTAGS20 to get 20% off Guava tags. These tags are an amazing tool to help you stay organized and manage your health. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another incredible guest and more inspiring stories. Until then, take care of yourself and remember, your journey matters. See you next time.